Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
TSB, the Fans Forum, with Pranav Prasanna, Talk 100.3.
Yeah, good to have you in, P-Man. The fans talking about nothing else. Lewis Hamilton leaving Mercedes off to Ferrari in 25.
Well, look, I thought it was the 1st of April when I first saw this rumour, but then I realised it's actually the 1st of Feb. So there's no April Fool's jokes going on around here, guys. Let's remember, this is still awaiting formal confirmation from both teams, Mercedes and Ferrari, but every single journalist that I've met on the paddock and every single person that's there on Twitter and Instagram knows that this is a done deal. In fact, when Lewis Hamilton signed an extension with Mercedes, he did have a clause where he could take a break at the end of this season, which would then mean maybe he goes a year away, he cools things down, because obviously, ever since the change in the cars, Mercedes have not performed to the expectations. Yes, they finished number two in the grid this year. However, last year,
it was the worst car in the competition.
Well, I would say that last year, but this year, definitely they have some improved performances. They had multiple podiums to their name. So where do Mercedes go without Lewis Hamilton? That's a big, big question for them. However, for Ferrari, it's a glittery lineup. You've got El Predestinato in Charles Leclerc, who is the destined. He is meant to win a championship for the Scuderia Ferrari team. However, Lewis Hamilton comes in with the most wins in Grand Prix races. He comes with 7 driver championships. He also comes in with the most number of poles. So the numbers are extremely in his favor. And if I was Fred Vasseur, the team principal, my number one driver would be Lewis Hamilton. But do they have the car for it? That is the biggest question heading into 2025. So mind you, we still have one more season to go.
It's understood that the Mercedes factory later on will be briefed by the chief executive of the firm's F1 team, Toto Wolff, who was upset he's had to cancel his date night for tonight. The ladies' man that is Toto Wolff. When you look at the Ferrari team, who's he going to be replacing? Carlos Sainz. He's clearly, this is it for him. He's not going anywhere with Ferrari next year.
Well, look, I wouldn't say Carlos Sainz is getting the boot. He's not. His contract comes to an end, and there's clearly not been any positive end towards the negotiations. Mind you, Audi is one of the teams that will be coming in 2026. Mm. Carlos Sainz's father, Carlos Sainz Sr., drives for the Audi team in the Dakar Rally races. So they already have a good communication. My guess, or my gut feeling, is that Carlos Sainz is waiting to move to Audi once they enter F1. It could even be the case that Carlos Sainz leaves Ferrari at the end of next season and goes to Red Bull. Because mind you, the silent observing team here will be Red Bull. They are not happy. Helmut Marko, in fact, from Red Bull, is not happy with Sergio Perez's performances. He's been very vocal about it, sometimes even going to the extent of being disrespectful. So the silent observer, positively even the gain for here, could be Red Bull. But come on, everybody is a fan of Ferrari. Lewis Hamilton, he would be about 40, 41 by the time he sits in the seat of a Ferrari. It could be the last dance for him and Fred Vasseur, because there is a history between the two of them in Lewis's younger days where Fred did work with him.
I'm not a fan of Ferrari.
Why are you not a fan of Ferrari? Everybody's a fan of Ferrari.
I'm not a fan of Ferrari. I never have. I never liked them when they took Schumacher on. Didn't like that. I didn't like it when they changed their colour from Ferrari red to that of the cigarette manufacturer that was sponsoring them at the time.
The Marlboro.
Yeah.
I think that comes down to the regulation of F1 or FIA saying that you can't have these certain manufacturers involved anymore. But Ferrari, I mean, you give a kid a piece of paper, ask him to draw a car, he's going to fill it with red in color. That's the love for Ferrari.
He might do a Porsche.
Absolutely not.
Yes, kids might do. Listen, Frank Sinatra said it. People who want to be someone drive Ferraris. People who are someone drive Lamborghinis.
If it's a Dubai kid, he'll draw a Tesla.
Please, let's not talk about electric cars. Electric cars is an absolute disgrace in racing. I do not want to discuss.
You talk about the prancing.
Electric cars are, in fact, toys. They are pods that are driven on roads. In fact, I don't think they're meant to be driven on humans. Combustion engines, where is that?
I precisely mentioned the electric vehicle here to get this rant out of Pranav.
I probably will never buy a Tesla. I think we slightly moved off topic. Coming back to F1, Lewis Hamilton again. This is a shock move that surprised everyone, as they say. But I can tell you deep down, a lot of journalists would have known or would have guessed that Lewis Hamilton would not budge from top three teams. And if Mercedes, as you can see, George Russell has been a superior driver in the last two seasons. The stats don't lie. And the favour is there for George Russell to be the next big British racer. What does this mean for the rest of the British racers that are there in the lineup? You look at someone like Lando Norris. How far can he go with McLaren Racing, with the Papaya team? I mean, he's 23, 24 years of age, but you've got to look at career progress. A lot of comments that I see on social media is about the progress or loyalty of drivers towards their teams. I'm sorry, in Formula One, asking for drivers to be loyal is not a big deal. You will go where progress is. You will go where the money pushes you. And it also depends on your performance as well as the build of the car. If you can't bring in money through sponsorship for your teams, I'm sorry, not a lot of teams are looking to hire you. No matter how good your skill is, there are very few examples of drivers who've come from humble beginnings and made it into Formula One, let alone winning titles and world championships.
Well, they're the thoughts of producer Pranav. Very impassioned fans for him. And I think next week, the Audi Q-tron are going to be offering us some cars. And I guess we'll keep you out of the conversation. TSB, Talk Sport Business.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.